Welcome back to the Spoken Wood Podcast. I'm your host, Matt Vanderlist, and for today's episode, we have an article that was written by George Walker for the Design Matters weblog. It's titled Clarity, and was originally posted April 21, 2010. Now, to read more great articles like today's post, visit the Design Matters weblog at www.georgewalkerdesign.wordpress.com, or of course, as I always do, I'll have links in the show notes to make it that much easier to get there. So without further delay, let's get on with the show. Clarity, written by George Walker for the Design Matters weblog, originally posted April 21, 2010. I read an article recently about an interior designer in New York touting clarity as a key element in a design. Strip away the clutter, simplify, and create a sanctuary. This quest for clarity strikes a chord with many and has been repeated and reinterpreted many times in our past. Left to our own devices, our world can get cluttered and chaotic till finally it's time to sort out, edit, and pare back. Those thoughts have been re-echoed, it seems, countless times as new design movements attempt to define themselves. There's always this effort to get back to purity or nature or some sort of simplicity we once knew and has somehow been buried in a world of clutter. That's my view as to why Shaker furniture has had such a lasting hold on so many. It's stripped down and uncluttered till just the bare form and function are left. Even 18th century American furniture, which may appear busy to modern eyes, is quite constrained and stripped down compared to the work coming out of London or Paris. Without getting too philosophical about why simple usually has more staying power than bling, or why more is not always better when it comes to furniture, I'd like to share a couple of thoughts. The more elements contained in a design, the more difficult it is to achieve a unity. Perhaps that's one of the reasons we revere a Corinthian capital. So much going on, and yet it all works. Thinking more along the lines of furniture design, though, a piece of furniture is part of a larger interior space. Ideally, we are striving for a unity with that interior space as well as the piece itself. The more complex, the harder it is to achieve. Oddly enough, although I'm going on about clarity and simplicity, it provides some unique opportunities to introduce carving, inlay, or ornament. A well-thought-out and restrained carving can have a much more powerful and delightful effect if it's set off by a plain surface. A lone inlay of a hummingbird or maple leaf is much bolder if floating in the sky by itself than competing with a busy background. I ask myself, can I see the form clearly? Do all the parts have a function? Even if that function is to emphasize the form? Do you have similar questions you pose when editing and searching for the right notes? And that was Clarity, written by George Walker for the Design Matters weblog, originally posted April 21, 2010. Thanks again for listening to today's episode of the Spoken Wood Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it, and if you did, please consider subscribing to the show so you won't miss a single episode. Subscribing is quick, it's easy, and more importantly, it's totally free. By subscribing today, you'll be guaranteed not to miss another episode. To find out more information about today's author or any of the previous authors who've appeared on the Spoken Wood Podcast, stop by our website at www.spokenwoodpodcast.com, where you'll find all the show notes and links so you can find them that much easier. And one more thing. Do you have a blog post or an article you'd like to share with the audience of the Spoken Wood Podcast? Drop me a line to get more information about how today at spokenwoodpodcast@gmail.com. Until the next episode, take care, and we'll be talking to you soon.